This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and Acora cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. From Huron County District Courthouse, a legal drama unfolded for Brian Robert Martin, already navigating complexities of probation for a prior OWI felony. Martin was arraigned on two new high-stakes charges, illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person. Prosecutors allege Martin designated a prohibited person due to his past operating while intoxicated conviction, was found with weapons he was legally barred from owning. This isn't just a procedural step, it's a deepening legal quagmire for Martin, who appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail. Despite his attorney's plea for a no-cash bond, citing employment and community ties, the visiting Judge Prill set bail at $5,000, 10%, with strict conditions. Those conditions, not just standard, but all existing probation terms, effectively doubling down on supervision. Martin faces a pretrial conference on March 26th with a preliminary exam slated for April the 10th. A date pushed back just one day due to Good Friday holiday, a waiver that he personally confirmed under oath. The stakes are high, and each felony carries up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine, plus mandatory forfeiture of any weapons. Martin now awaits a new court-appointed attorney, Elizabeth Weisenbach, as he navigates this complex legal landscape. The message from the bench is very clear. Compliance is non-negotiable. Blessing boxes have been around the Thumb area for about 8 years that operate on the concept of take what you need and leave what you can. Most people follow that rule, but there are some who don't. The Blessing Box in front of Worth's Market in Millington has become a dumping site, so the business had to stop being a Blessing Box location. There was an old vacuum cleaner, a large dresser, clothes, and unwanted items left beside the Millington business, cluttering the sidewalk. There are others who abuse generosity by taking everything in the box. The boxes were created to contain non-perishable food items, but vegetables have been left during growing season as well as household and personal care items from time to time. Although the box at the market had to be removed, having a box to help others in need will continue in the community. The Millington School District shop class is building new blessing boxes, and other locations are being sought to place the boxes when they are done. And Michigan is making a major investment in mental health of its youngest residents and the educators who care for them. State officials announced that the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP, has secured nearly $400,000 in new funding to expand virtual behavioral health support for early childhood providers. The grant, awarded by the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, aims to connect teachers and caregivers with mental health experts who can help address children's emotional and behavioral challenges right in the classroom. Leaders say the need is urgent. In a recent survey, nearly two-thirds of children educators reported that managing challenging behaviors is the biggest daily hurdle. The new funding will allow those educators to tap into virtual consultations, giving them faster, more flexible access to specialists, especially in rural and underserved areas where in-person services can be hard to find. State health officials say the effort's more about just classroom support. It's about building a foundation for lifelong well-being starting in the earliest years. Over the next 2 years, MyLeap will roll out the program statewide, working alongside the Department of Health and Human Services to strengthen access and ensure long-term impact. For Michigan families, it's a step towards healthier kids, stronger classrooms, and more support where it's needed the most. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Let's talk donuts, because around here, they're kind of a big deal. Every morning, while you're in bed sleeping, or maybe just starting your day, we're frying up fresh batches of Long John's, Glazed Twist, Jelly Filled, Cinnamon Sugar, Maple Frosted, you name it. If you're lucky, you might even catch a Tiger Tail. And if you've never had a Murphy's Donut still warm from the kitchen, well, you're missing out. We make donuts fresh every single day, the way they should be, with real ingredients and without using any high fructose corn syrup. When you come in, we've got hot coffee ready too. So whether you're heading to work, dropping the kids off at school, or starting your day with something sweet, Murphy's Bakery is ready to serve you. And lunchtime, we have subs and pop for a quick bite on the go. And you can take Murphy's home with you too, with our freshly baked breads, cakes, and you can order a fully customized catering spread for your events, big or small. 110 West Huron, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. James Holland, age 66, a filly in Michigan, passed away Monday, March 16th. He was born January 7th, 1960. James married Mary Lalonde. He is survived by his two children, Jason and Jennifer, and a granddaughter, Alyssa. The funeral mass for James Holland will be celebrated at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church. Visitation will take place at McAlpin Funeral Home on Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. At 12:30 p.m., family and friends will gather, say their final goodbyes at the funeral home, and then travel in procession to Sacred Heart Catholic Church to celebrate a funeral mass at 1 p.m. Cremation will take place following the services, and those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to the wishes of the family in care of Jason Megendoff. You can share your memories with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
And we're back with more news. Meteorologists have confirmed that a massive heat dome over the American Southwest has pushed temperatures 30 degrees above seasonal norms this week. Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are seeing midsummer heat in March, forcing the early closure of hiking trails and outdoor sporting events to prevent heat-related illnesses. Climate scientists note that the intensity of this early season event would have been nearly impossible without current warming trends. Local governments are opening cooling centers months ahead of schedule to protect vulnerable populations, particularly the elderly and those without stable housing. And following a 20-day closure, Israel reopened the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt today for limited movement. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society confirmed that 25 patients requiring urgent medical care treatment were allowed to cross and seek care abroad. The reopening is seen as a small humanitarian gesture amid the broader regional conflict, though strict restrictions remain in place. International aid organizations continue to lobby for more consistent access to the crossing to allow for the delivery of essential food and medical supplies. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection, an ice cream store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.